The Making of a River Keeper. Summer hatch on the Deschutes as it flows through town. Hordes of six-pack abs, pasties and thongs astride monster floaties. Swarms, dizzy on tokes and beer, adrift in garish vinyl lounges. Boomboxes, F-bombs, and barking mutts pepper the banks. Cans, flip-flops, and tubes of sunblock tumble in the drink. Otters flee to den, kingfisher to limb. Fingerlings freeze, noses into the current, until the crazies leave. But a child, tied to his parents' floating play, tunes out the rowdies, dreams into the water as cool liquid ribbons through his fingers. He feels the pull of the current, smells the dank muddy, breathes in a tiny midge and sneezes. He spies a gosling safe in the reeds, tells the anxious goose, imagines yellow-eyed dragons, river teeth bared, laired in glistening caverns. On his parents go, noisy and slow, but this quick young imagination runs the rapids ahead, needles through canyons, spins in unknown eddies, stitches water with white foam, pens early lines of a story dedicated to the Deschutes forever, startled to life on this day, in this place, within the embrace of this very river.